Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, it's the Roundtable Rad Reality Show version, and what a show tonight.
Let's kick it off with our intro music.
Hello, everyone. It's the first show of this year. Happy New Year's. And welcome to the Rad Reality Show. And if you want to be part of the talk, the best way to do it is to call in. Please participate. The show won't be good without your participation. So don't sit back and twiddle your thumbs. You know, interact with us and have fun. Call in at 347-237-5506. And when you do call in, push 1 if you want to talk to the host. Because if you don't push 1, I think you're just listening in.
Let's have a great show, guys.
Welcome, everyone, to the Reality Roundtable Show and the very first show of 2014 on the Rad Reality Show Network. I certainly hope you all had a safe and fun New Year's Eve celebration. Whether you went out and had a big night with friends and family, or if you stayed home like my husband and I did with our three little furry four-footers, as long as it made you happy and you rang in the new year with a smile on your face, that's what counts. And I certainly hope that 2014 proves to be a much better year than 2013 for all of us. And to start off the new year, we want to talk about the new reality shows that you're looking forward to in 2014 and what you're looking forward to as far as the returning reality shows and what will be scheduled to record on your DVRs this season. So feel free to join us in our chat room. And I just want to take a moment to mention that when you click on our link and come to our show on Blog Talk, you don't automatically see the chat room. You have to scroll down the page a bit, and then you'll see where the chat room is. And Paul and I are always in the chat room for every show we do. So join us there and chat with us in the chat room, or you can call us, as Ron just mentioned, at 1-347-237-5506. We love to hear from our listeners. We absolutely do not bite, so don't be shy. Just pick up the phone, give us a call. And if you'd rather tell us what you did for the holidays instead of talk about reality TV tonight, we'd be glad to hear some of those stories too. So if anyone wants to share their holiday celebrations with us, feel free to give us a call and let us know what you did for the holidays, too. So we're going to say hi to Paul up in the tropical state of Minnesota. How are you doing up there, Paul?
Oh, man, how I wish it was tropical.
Basking in the sun under a palm tree, I suppose.
Yeah, and listening to the sound of the something beneath my feet, you know, going crick, 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 and I don't think it's sand. It's snow. So you've got a bunch of little short, four-foot-tall people in your house? You've got a bunch of 3-4-footers? How come they're all the same height?
No, I said furry four-footers.
I know. My attempt at humor. not always successful, obviously, but no, it is awfully cold. Let's see, we're showing 11 degrees below zero here right now, so.
OMG.
All of you people, I know, all you people that are complaining about how cold it is where you are, just think about me.
Paul,
or not.
Monday, our high temp is supposed to be
right.
4 degrees. Four.
All right, good. Sharing
four.
The well. Well,
and our low is in the negative digits. I don't even know what to say. That's not good. No, that's not good.
I don't want to be the only one. I don't want to be the only one suffering through this.
I
that's
just share the misery,
good.
Huh?
Yeah, why not? At least I it's not going to be a bunch of snow like the. I mean, there's always you look for the positives. I see where there's a nor'easter that's developing in New England where you're around, where you are near, where you were for Toys for Tots could get like a foot of snow easily. So.
You know what happened last night? This is the funniest thing. Rich has his Kindle, right? And
yep.
He was pulling up the weather on his Kindle because he had to go to work today. And so he was pulling up the weather to check the weather for today because, you know, we were supposed to get some snow last night and going into today. And so he was checking the weather. And he's like, oh, my God. And I'm like, what? And he's like, look at this weather forecast. And he starts reading it to me. And then he realizes that he had pulled up the weather for New Hampshire. He still had the weather for New Hampshire loaded in his Kindle. And he was reading the weather forecast for New Hampshire instead of St. Louis. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I was relieved in a way, but then I felt really bad for Panther and all the people that I know up there in New Hampshire that forecast was true for. I was like, oh, my gosh. But, yeah, I mean, we're getting a lot of what you go through and they go through. We're feeling a lot of it in right now and in this coming week. We're getting a good taste of it, so, and I'm not liking it. I would be happy with seeing snow on postcards and on TV, and that's about it.
Yeah. No, it's getting harder and harder to put up with this when I think, okay, we got January, February, March, April. I mean, I got to say, certainly it's not going to be this Arctic kind of weather, but still got a good 3-4 months of putting up with this before it ends. So that's kind of hard to stay positive about, you know. But
so do you think at some time in your future you might move away from Minnesota, Paul?
You know, everybody in Minnesota talks about
do they really?
especially this time of year. But we continue to increase in our population every year. It's a wonderful state. It's got a lot to offer. It's just a few, you know, bad months out of the year, and the rest of the year it's beautiful, it's seasonal, you know, you don't get bored with the weather. We've got great amenities or whatever with great theater and music and sports teams. And speaking of music, you talked about speaking of music, oh my gosh! Come on, you're not over. You still want to rub that in on me, or as Ron said, rub it on me. No, at any rate,
I want to rub it on you, but I'll rub it in a little.
I this cable channel, Palladium. It's high definition, and it's all music, and they show some great concerts, and, you know, I see a lot of great musical shows on that channel. And as many cable channels run marathons around the holidays, Palladia ran a marathon of three of the, I think there's been four now, but three of the past four Crossroads Guitar Festivals that Eric Clapton puts on. And the first one was back in 2004, and then 2007 and 2010, and this past year they did another one. But they
those are all amazing.
They had 4.5 to 5.5 hour long coverage of those festivals, and I kept thinking, you know, just for posterity, I want to record it, but I could not turn away. It was like one after another, just amazing performances. And the one that really stuck out to me big time was watching Jeff Beck in 2007, what he was doing with his guitar. It was, I don't think my mouth closed the whole time I was watching him. I know.
I mean, some of that was just incredible stuff. And we've got, I think, all of those recorded as well. And I have a DVR burner, and I want to burn those to DVR so that, you know, I don't take a chance of losing them if, you know, we would have an issue with the hopper or anything, and we don't lose those recordings because, you know, we did have that happen once before, ages and ages ago. And when that happens, you know, you lose everything. And so now with a DVR burner, anything that I want to keep for eternity, I want to burn onto a DVR and just keep, which is why I got that, so that I can do that. And those Crossroads recordings are one of the things that I do want to burn onto a DVR and keep, because they are just so awesome.
Yeah, I'm constantly recording things. I mean, that's why I keep adding more and more and more external hard drives for my computer, because I love now recording them in high definition. And if they're not in high def, then I really don't care for it, or I wait until it is in high def. The Cowsill story, when it was finally re-aired again, and I told you about this, it was in standard def, and I kept searching, and just the other day, Showtime aired it in high def, so I ended up re-recording it again. But I have probably 10 terabytes or more of external hard drives, and it just keeps filling up. And one of my jobs that I want to do, and I kind of enjoy doing it, is I need to edit those things, because they're all with the commercials, you know,
wow,
and I want to edit.
Wow, that's a big job.
It is a big job, and it keeps piling up, but I have so many good shows and concerts and all that type of thing that one of these days, and I know I have some stuff that I'm sure you would love, you know, and I would love to share that with you. And what I need to do is get good at creating my own DVDs, because right now they're just basically video files on my computer. But I want to share the wealth, you know, with other people that enjoy the same thing.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
What reality shows are you looking forward to? Well, I want to talk about it, and I brought one up that Chi-Town Joe pointed out to me, and I'm going to read it to you, and I don't know if you've heard about this one, but I just wanted to quickly say what a wonderful family day we had today. I touched on it on our last show that my nephew was bringing his three little ones up here to Minneapolis for to have them baptized today. And he's the one that I've talked about before who's got a little two-year-old boy and two, I think about nine-month-old now, twins. And it's all bless his heart that he has to put up with three little ones that young, but he brought all three of them in to be baptized, and his wife, Stephanie, had her parents who did live in Minnesota at one time. They've been down north of Dallas for about 10 years, and they drove up here.
Oh, wow, that's quite a drive.
It's quite a drive, plus they're not too happy about the weather. You know, it's pretty cold up here. But it was just a wonderful time with the family. My oldest nephew drove up from the Iowa border, and he was one of the godparents. And it was kind of a real quick thing, but just such an enjoyable day, and I just wanted to say how enjoyable it was for me. At any rate, back to the topic at hand, reality shows. And this is the one that Joe read to me, and I hope this summary that I just searched for is a good summary. It is on, of all things, the Sci-Fi Channel. Have you heard about Opposite Worlds? Jerry?
Go ahead. Sorry, I had to quiet
my dog. On the Sci-Fi Channel, I thought I heard a little barking. had you heard about this reality show that's coming on the Sci-Fi Channel this month called Opposite Worlds?
No, I Joe might have mentioned something about it, but, you know, I don't do much sci-fi.
Okay, but listen to this. An all-new reality series pitting contestants in a past versus future competition featuring a live social experiment. Opposite Worlds will run for 12 episodes over 6 weeks, two episodes per week, with the second weekly episode featuring a live element, a first for sci-fi reality series. In Opposite Worlds, 14 people from all walks of life face off in opposing teams that live in a house separated in two distinctively different worlds, one past and one future, each with its own unique advantages and disadvantages. Big Brother, anybody?
Wow.
Adding to the drama is a glass wall dividing the house in the two environments, allowing the teams to watch, envy, and dread each other's every move. Every week, as cast members compete in a series of fast-paced challenges, viewers will be asked to participate in real time on social media and affect the outcome of each player's fate. Opposite Worlds will be executive produced by J.D. Roth. The series is based on the hit Chilean. The series is based on the hit Chilean format, Mundos Opuestos, originally broadcast by the Banijay International. At any rate, it's somewhat like a Big Brother type of thing. Certainly that social media sounds like a little bit of the glass house. I don't remember reading it there, but I thought I'd heard that they, you know, week to week people will be eliminated, and it's like, sounds to me very interesting. Did I pique your interest?
Yeah, it does sound kind of interesting. I'll at least have to give it a peek and see if that's something that I might be interested in, because it's definitely not your average sci-fi kind of thing, and it's more reality type based, and I might get into that. So
January 21st on the Sci-Fi Channel.
Well, there's one that I want to mention.
Yep. What?
It's called The Diamond Collar, and it will premiere on January 17th on the Oprah Winfrey Network. Yes, and the backstory on it says, as a street enforcer for the mafia, James Head Giuliani, Head was his nickname, spent years running with John Gotti's crew. But after a life-changing encounter with a stray dog, James found a new purpose and now runs a top dog grooming parlor in Brooklyn, the Diamond Collar, pampering pooches with the love of his life, Lena Pirelli, and rescuing abused and abandoned animals throughout the borough. But life as Brooklyn's top dog groomer and rescuer is more complicated than it ever was in the mob. With a constant battle to pay the bills and a revolving door of colorful customers, James and Lena have their hands full. From old associates to unpredictable rescue missions and unruly employees, James and Lena try to maintain some semblance of normalcy in their bizarre, heartfelt, and hilarious life. So it sounds like it has a little bit of everything, especially the love of dogs. And I've seen the commercials for it, and it really looks heart-touching. And he talks about how, you know, everybody, you know, knew him as an enforcer for the mafia until he rescued this dog. But in all reality, this dog rescued him.
Exactly.
And when he says it, you believe it. I mean, you really believe that this dog rescued him. And so it's something that, you know, it's reality-based, but it's about dog. I mean, it has all the elements that I love, and so I can't wait to check it out and see what it's about.
Do they all the things that you love, except do they have a theme song sung by the Grateful Dead? That would really
No, I haven't heard their theme song yet, but I do think it's, you know, they have some, it sounds like they're going to have some funny moments, some, you know, some of the New York mafia kind of stuff involved and some of the, you know, some of that kind of stuff that, you know, we all love, mob wives and all that kind of stuff. So that'll, you know, some of that colorful stuff will be involved and, the struggles of life, you know, we all have our own, so seeing other people's never hurts us to feel like we're not the only ones, and I don't know, it just sounds like a great show, so I'm looking forward to checking it out and see if, you know, if it pans out.
Well, I have one other new one, kind of going along, it when you talked about the mafia, of course, we're all about mob wives for years now, and I think that's kind of why they see the success of that show. But there is going to be a reality show, again, on a strange network, the Reels Network, which is mostly movies, I think, R-E-E-L-Z, the Reels Network.
Right.
There's going to be a reality show about some family members from Al Capone.
Really?
Yes. Al Capone's family to star in reality show on the Reels channel. Let's see. Is there a date on this article that I'm looking at? I am not seeing it right away. But keep an eye peeled for that. I'm sure we'll when we see premiere dates of some of these shows Cherry and I just talked about, we'll let people know. And hopefully, Cherry, you'll let me know, and I'll let you know via phone call. Say, hey, Cherry, don't forget.
Right.
But those are some new shows. Certainly, we've got new seasons of other shows showing up. But seeing as we were talking mob stuff, I haven't really asked you, have you been able to watch the new season of Mob Wives? And the new blood, as it's called now.
I have been watching some. I'm a little bit behind, but of course I've been watching, and I've just fallen a little bit behind.
Yeah. Well, certainly after we've been watching so many seasons, to have new characters, I mean, so much so that they had to change the opener, and they also changed the music, which I hated that, but I'm becoming somewhat invested. I didn't think I would accept the two new ladies that Alicia and Natalie are their names. It's still grabbing me. They know how to work us.
I tell you, it's going to be a fun year this year for reality TV. I think we've got the regular shows to look forward to. The Bachelor starts in just a few days, I believe. And I don't know why this just popped in my head, but I have to ask you if you heard the news about Rob and Amber.
Uh-oh, you scare me.
Oh, it's good
news. I
don't
know a thing. Oh.
They just announced they're expecting their fourth child.
Oh. That kind of dovetails on our last show, by the way, because Rob's name was brought up on Monday's show, and for those that haven't, I'm going to advertise for a show that we just did. For those that haven't heard it yet, Monday's show was so fun, and somebody was, one of the fans that called in was talking with Mary Connolly about who they kept in touch with, and Rob's name was the one person that they didn't keep in touch with, and now you've mentioned his name again. But wasn't that a fun show, Cherry? Holy
I know.
Crap.
We had so many people call in, so many reality stars call in on Monday to wish Michelle Costa a happy birthday. It was amazing. I can't even count how many people called in to wish her a happy birthday. She is so loved by so many people, and gosh, it was just so much fun. I mean, Alyssa and Rachel called in.
Yeah.
Chef Joe called in. Louis Stravato called in. It just went on and on and on and on and on. We had, I'm trying
winner
to think of all the people.
Biggest Loser. The winner of Biggest
Patrick
Loser.
House.
Yep.
Patrick House. We had Nayanka from Survivor.
Yeah, I mean
Nene.
Survivor.
I love my Nene.
Lawan
was on with us for the entire show.
Entire show.
And, of course, Cowboy called in. And I loved when Chef Joe called in and his entire family sang happy birthday to her. It was so much fun to listen to them.
Oh, that was perfect. That was perfect. And you could tell how tickled Michelle was to hear them do that. I know one person that you forgot, the newlyweds.
Adam and Farrah.
Adam and Farrah called in.
Yes. I adore them. Gosh, they're so sweet. I mean, it just never ended. And like you said at the end of the show, we didn't plan it this way.
No!
But they were so nice in spreading out the calls so that we didn't have people stacked up on the switchboard. They just spread their calls out so evenly throughout the show, unplanned. It just worked out that way. And we couldn't have planned it any better.
It was perfect. Well, let me tell you,
it was amazing.
As a person that goes and screens the calls off the air, when I had no idea, but when I picked up the phone and I heard those two sisters on, I was like, whoa, you know, Rachel and Alyssa. And it was so hard to tell at first, at least. As it went on a little bit, I could distinguish between the two of them, but they sound so much alike.
I can kind of tell them apart. I'm sure that they're not listening, but I have to say thank you to Alyssa. I finally got her card, her Christmas card. She had given it to Joe before we departed from New Hampshire. And Joe just sent it to me in the mail, and I just received it today. So I'm just now getting Alyssa's Christmas card. And it is so beautiful. I'm so proud of it. It is going up in my reality collection. I mean, it is just beautiful. It is personalized. It is her and her pictures of her and her family, her and her husband, and her stepson. And so it's a very personalized card. And then she wrote to me on the back of it, and I'm just so proud of it. And she's just so beautiful. And so yes, this is definitely going in with my collection to cherish always. So I was really, really, really happy to hear from those two girls. They are just a bundle of joy in themselves.
I finally figured this out. You don't realize it, but when I see a phone number from my neck of the woods, it drives me nuts thinking, okay, who is it? At any rate, no, I know how much you treasure those things and what a sweet thing that she, you know, went out of her way to send that along to you. But at any rate, yeah, a little self-promoting here. It was just, you know, just as a fan on listening to that show was fun, and we were actually, you know, more a part of it than that. But no, that was a fun show. But at any rate, back to
Thomas just said he's going to watch Rodeo Girls later, and that's a new one. And that looks like an interesting show. They certainly have some
network
funk.
Is that on, do you know?
I'm trying to think, is that TLC? Or maybe CMT? I'm having trouble remembering. A&E.
What did you just... Okay. All right. Well, that one I had not heard about. It sounds like you were somewhat familiar just from the tone of your voice. You've heard of that one? Is that a returning show or
a
brand new one?
It's new. I've seen the commercials for it. I've actually seen part of one episode. I haven't seen any more than one episode of it, but... It certainly looks like it's going to be a good show in the way that these women have some real spunk. I mean, they aren't weak little women. They certainly hold their own, and except for there's one who, she's a rich woman and she buys everything with money, And but she does have to get out there and actually learn. You know, she's had to learn how to barrel race. And, you know, she's had to get tough. But, you know, she can go out and buy the horse that can win and pay a couple million dollars for it, where the rest of them have to go out and train their horses.
Whoa, look what Thomas just said. Married to Van Damme.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about. And that was only one of her exes. She had two other exes that were just as famous. So,
lots of marriage, and I'm sure we'll touch on that marriage part too. Because I don't know if you've seen any videos of what I'm referring to, but oh my goodness, wow! My mind is just jumping all over the place right now with the new shows you're talking about. Because every time you mention one of these new shows, my head goes to returning shows, you know, that are maybe similar but I don't want to hear, I shouldn't say that. I was going to say, I don't want to hear about, Cherry, you'd understand why I say this. I don't want to hear anything about any more new shows.
Well.
It's so hard to add more and more and more. I mean, we've got a show that I don't know, Cherry, the one I was already referring to, whether it's just you and I or other people watch it as well, but you and I certainly find it fascinating, that couples therapy.
I love couples therapy. That's one I really, really, really enjoy. And
that's VH1, correct?
Yes. And another one that I'm really, really looking forward to this season, the new Real World.
I knew you were going to say that.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be really interesting with the concept they're throwing in this year.
Listen.
Oh, my gosh.
Every season, there's always conflict and always fighting. This one is guaranteed to cause drama. I mean,
yeah,
oh, my gosh.
They have it written in. And Phil just said the return of Gypsy Wise, wilder than before.
Oh, I'm watching it. Yes. That's one I don't think you watch, Cherry, and I don't talk to you about it when we're on the phone together. But
I've seen a little bit of it. And,
we're,
you know, Amish Mafia, have you guys heard about the girl from Amish Mafia? Have you heard about what happened with her, the one female? I can't remember her name right now.
I keep wondering, is it the main female character?
Yeah, Esther. The guy that she was with, his name started with an A, I believe. He beat the holy crap out of her a few months back, and he got arrested and put in jail, not Abraham. And he got arrested and put in jail for domestic battery and all kinds of things. And he just pled guilty. My husband read it to me 2 days ago, I believe, where he pled guilty to the charges, and so I believe he's going to be in for quite some time. But when it first happened, I don't know if it was the judge or the chief of police or somebody big in that county there was begging the producers of the show not to carry the show on. They said that if they kept the show going, that Esther was going to die, that they needed to get her out of there and get her in someplace safe, or he was going to kill her. And they were saying, you know, reality is, you know, reality TV is one thing, but this woman is going to get killed if you don't get her into some, you know, someplace secluded and away from all of this. And he broke her facial bones, broke her many of her facial bones, and just beat her terribly. And he's in jail now. So
I did not know about that. There's a show that has one. I think just one more episode left along the Amish kind of theme, if you will. Religious communities. I would consider this one a cult. The FLDS, Breaking the Faith, is about to wrap up, and I've mentioned that one to you before. I knew you only seen maybe one episode, that has been
scary,
fascinating
stuff
to watch. Holy cow! It's just one after the other show here, girl.
I know. There's so many out there.
One that I know Phil and I watched together that has been pretty good, and we're into about the fourth season, called Bering Sea Gold, which is about these Alaskans up in Nome, Alaska, that go underwater and dredge up with big vacuum hoses, basically gold off the bottom of the sea. But there's so much more to that one. I don't know if you have watched that at all, Jerry.
I've not, but what's the one that started it all, the fishing one?
Deadliest Catch?
Deadliest Catch. I do watch that
Ron
one.
Ron loved that.
Oh, gosh, yes. We both used to watch that religiously. And
well,
when the captain passed away, we were both just devastated. I mean,
yeah. Ron said at one point he was close to getting that captain on the show.
He was very close. Yeah.
We have I have to mention it. I don't know who else watches it, but just because it was a victory for Minnesota, the sing-off just finished before Christmas time. That's the a cappella competition, and the group Home Free, which is they're based out of Minneapolis, country-based a cappella group, they ended up winning the whole thing. So we have a champion. Yay, Minnesota.
Well, congratulations.
Another cooking show just started tonight
called The Taste.
Well, wait a minute. I was talking singing. I just wanted to say American Idol. I know how much you're looking forward to that.
Yeah. I just can't wait for American Idol.
Yeah. Tongue in cheek there, guys. American Idol has lost Cherry to The Voice.
Yes.
So, speaking of the singing competitions and speaking of The Voice, how did it end? I assume by now you've watched the finale, because I got on the phone one day and you almost screamed at me, don't tell me. I said, I don't know.
It ended wonderfully. The final three, I was very happy with, and I would have been happy with any of the three winning. That's how good it was. And I, you know, very seldom do I say that I would have been happy with any of the three winning, but very happy with the winner. She was very deserving and so happy for her.
Which team was she on?
She was on Team Adam.
Aha.
So it wasn't a Blake win.
Yeah. And we still don't think CeeLo or or what's her name? Christina, have they ever had a win yet?
Not yet. Not yet, but Christina almost had a win this year. It was Christina's girl that was came in second.
Okay.
So
I know you're not probably going to watch Idol, if at all, but there certainly is something new this year. This is the first year that at least one of the original judges is not going to be there. I mean,
right.
That is kind of strange.
We've got somebody on the switchboard, though, that's probably going to watch. We could bring up.
Absolutely.
She should try out. We have Miss Kansas on the line with us. How are you, Kansas?
Happy New Year, you guys.
Happy New Year to you, sweetheart.
Good to talk to you. I'm so sorry. I have to call on Monday, and I'm so bummed out that I missed not being able to call Michelle on her birthday, so I'm going to have to call on Monday and wish her a belated one. I heard the show on Tuesday morning, and it was so good, you guys.
Wasn't that fun?
We missed you.
My husband's been on vacation. And we've been doing a lot of things, you know, around the holiday. And Monday we were seeing the Hobbit movie. Because if I was home, I would have definitely. I knew, you know, that you guys were going to be doing that show, but I wasn't going to be home. And I'm listening to the show, and there's one point where I think she thought that it was me. Because you said, we have another caller, and she's like, I know who she is. And then you hear Joe going, hello, Michelle. I'm listening to this Tuesday morning, and I'm so sorry, Michelle. But, Sherry, thank you. I got your beautiful Christmas card the Monday before Christmas. And your handwriting, girlfriend, your handwriting is, like, gorgeous.
It's a mess.
Mine's a mess, but oh my goodness, like calligraphy or something. Even my husband said that. It's like, boy,
oh
she
my
is
gosh,
beautiful.
I wrote that so fast.
It's beautiful, Cherry. Paul, you've
no,
seen her handwriting.
Right.
Honestly,
I have a question to ask you, and maybe neither of you can answer it. I don't know, but my nephew had made a comment about. Kids nowadays have terrible handwriting. They don't have to write. They type everything on their computer. Everything is typed out. They text people. They, you know, nobody writes by hand, and they have terrible handwriting. And we go back to the days where we had to learn and we had to do it right. You got graded on it, for Pete's sake.
Yeah. I'm better
with
writing than I am typing. I'm a terrible typer. Horrible.
But I like to hear when people get complimented on their penmanship.
Oh, my goodness. Her handwriting is so beautiful, honestly.
Well, thank you, but I don't know. I just wrote that so quickly. I don't know how you...
It was so sweet. It made my day.
I wish I could have sent some pictures in with it, but I'll
have
to send them later.
Every day I'm always checking my email. Cherry sent them today.
I will. Today's his first day back to work. And
mine too. Exactly.
I'm hoping he's going to be able to make it through the night because he's been so sick.
Oh, Cherry. Oh,
I may have to have him get in to get a chest x-ray because he's just been sick. Yeah. And anything to do with his chest after having that congestive heart failure scares me so bad.
Oh, heavens, really?
Yeah. So, I mean, that's how we found out he had it to begin with, is he went in for a chest x-ray because he had this cough that wouldn't go away. And when he went in for the chest x-ray, they said, you have a lot of fluid around your heart, your heart's enlarged, and you have congestive heart failure, and you're going to the hospital right now. And so that's how we found out that he had all this heart problem. And now he's got all this congestion again and everything. But this is different. Before, you know, when he coughed, he wasn't bringing anything up, or, you know, I mean, it wasn't like a cold like he has now. So not to get too technical, but this is more of a cold. But I just don't want to have him having pneumonia or something, you know, that could.
Right.
Because they said his congestive heart failure could have been caused by an infection. So, you know, if he has pneumonia or bronchitis or something, it needs to be brought under control so that, you know, it doesn't aggravate that again. So.
Yeah.
Just really been scary. He has, been, you know, had a lot of trouble shaking it, and he thought he was getting over it once, and it came right back on, and he's just really had a lot of trouble getting rid of it. So,
say this, Jerry, you having talked to you a few days ago, you're sounding much much better because you were getting a little bit of the bug as well, right?
Yeah, I had it for a while myself, and
starting
to get past it now where he has
Yeah,
I had it pretty good for a while, too. Mine stayed a lot in my throat. I had some, you know, of the cold and congestion and everything, but mine stayed a lot in my throat where I kind of felt like I might have had a little strep or something. I had a really bad sore throat for like 3 days. 3 or 4 days where my throat was just really sore. So, you know, we've had it going around here. I don't know. He picked it up at work, and all the guys at work were really sick. And
yeah, that happens. And then they just pass it
along.
They
all have kids, and, you know, they get it from the kids, and it all, you know, gets passed around. So,
do you guys get the flu shots?
Well, oh, yeah, we both had our flu shots.
Because
so.
that's helped us a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, Paul, don't feel
Kansas.
Bad. We're cold out here also. We're freezing cold out here, so. Not as bad,
right.
Not as horrible as Minnesota. I know it's worse in Minnesota, but it's yucky out here.
That's
just
what I like to hear, don't you know?
Yes, I wanted you to feel better. We're sharing your misery.
Tell me,
so what shows
me,
Kansas are you looking forward to this year?
That's what I was just going to say. What are you doing inside my head there, Jerry?
Well, seeing Taylor Armstrong on Couples Therapy, that should be quite interesting. Taylor from Beverly Hills Housewives?
OMG,
yes,
I can't wait
I know,
to see that.
That's crazy. So that's going to be interesting.
That's premiering tonight, isn't it? Because I got it recording.
I think so,
at midnight.
Before Mob Wives, yeah. I'm going to have to set the DVR to that, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I'm
the
grabbing
only
my
one,
remote
I
right
don't,
now.
I don't watch The Housewives, surprise, surprise. So yeah. I did not know her, but I did watch John and Kate Plus 8, and to see him on there is going to be...
Is he going to be on there? Oh, no. I don't watch the show, but I know the two of them, and ugh.
So what other ones? What other ones? Are you going to be an American Idol watcher this year?
I'll give it a shot. I hated it the last season. I'm happy that I think the judges are going to be much better. And I'm glad that that J-Lo's back and the two guys, you know. Having Mariah Carey and Nicki Minaj was just horrible last season. It was just awful. It was not enjoyable. The three of them are going to get along beautifully. So I think that'll – and they're changing it around a little bit. So I'm looking to see – because last season stunk. Last season was enough to say, I think I'm done with this show. But I'll give it a shot. I'll watch a little bit and see, you know, if it's something I'd be interested in. And I'm hoping that they change it up. Because X Factor definitely got better. I was ready to give up on X Factor. And I really did enjoy it this season. It was very good. And The Voice, I'm looking forward to The Voice with the other two judges coming back. Usher and...
Okay.
I love her. What's her name? The other girl?
Cherry is the one that can answer that. Cause
Cherry.
Said,
you, what's her name?
Kansas was talking about The Voice, and I was going, I can't address that. Did you hear her question?
No. The two other
Shakira? Judges are coming back. Thank you. I love her. That Shakira and Usher are coming back. And truthfully, I like them better as the judges
than I do
Christina and CeeLo. I'm sorry. I loved
Christina,
when they were on.
Christina just talks way too much about nothing.
Yes. And it's all
CeeLo,
about her.
I know. It's all about her. It's all about her.
Yes.
It's all about her.
And
then CeeLo
just plain gross.
Just talks about nothing. You don't understand what the hell he's saying.
Right.
He talks and you don't understand what the hell he's saying.
Awful.
And
plus,
and
looking
so,
at Usher. Let's just talk about Usher.
And Shakira.
Come on. The man is just drop-dead gorgeous. So I enjoy.
I was just going to say, listen to the ladies talk about eye candy.
I think Shakira's real. I'm not into women that way, but I think Shakira's like drop-dead gorgeous.
Well, they're both, I think, good-looking, both ladies.
They're both every bit as – they're the same in the gorgeous factor, the two of them. He's great for the women, and she's great for the men, I think. But I just love them. I love their personalities. I thought they brought so much, you know, with the other judges, too. Everybody got along really well, and it was just enjoyable. So I'm thrilled that they're coming back.
And have you ever seen a judge – work harder with their people than Usher did last season?
Exactly. Oh, he sure did.
OMG. He threw his heart and soul into those people. I mean, like no other judge ever has before.
Yeah.
And he really showed them all how to be a judge. And I was amazed at the things he did for his people. It was unbelievable. And so, yeah, I'm excited to see those two come back.
Absolutely.
That's going to be fun.
I'm sure that Christina
and CeeLo were probably kind of bummed that they got such great reviews and rave reviews on, you know,
but
the
boys. But they're better.
I enjoyed them.
It was better. Just being honest.
And it's supposed to kind of be Christina's show, I think. You know, Christina and CeeLo are kind of supposed to be the...
Yeah. When it was first launched?
Well, it kind of felt that way when Lady Gaga's there to perform. And then they're making a bigger deal about Christina singing. Oh, his voice was like muted at the end of that. And I was really pissed about that. You know, the guy, the host, and he said, I can't think of his name either, the talk show guy. I don't like him very much.
Carson Daly.
And he's like, and his voice is muted at the end. And, you know, so you don't hear him saying Lady Gaga. You know, instead of saying Lady Gaga, then you hear Lady Gaga and Christina Aguilera, and I could see Lady Gaga standing there like, you know, this is my song. Hello. It's like took all the thunder from her. It's like, you know, I'm sorry. I'm sure Christina wasn't thrilled with Lady Gaga taking all of her thunder either, because there was like that big riff about the two of them, you know, not getting along and the jealousies or whatever, because Lady Gaga was doing so well and Christina's career was kind of going down the tubes a little bit. So there was always that kind of a thing. And then the two of them were singing the song.
Have you noticed that Carson Daly always gives Blake crap? And he's always nice to all the other judges, but the only judge that he ever gives crap to is Blake. Have you noticed that? He gives him so much crap.
It's not done like in a fun way?
About drinking.
Is it real? Oh, and he says all that crap.
Yeah. He's always giving him crap and sort of cutting him down where, you know, he's always really nice to all the other judges. But
Blake's so cool, you know.
Blake brings it back.
Yeah, he laughs it off and everybody loves him. So it's kind of like, screw you, Carson.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, but Paul, I wanted to thank you talking about reality TV. I didn't even know about Cassidy Pope's show, and then I heard you talking. This is a while now. I meant to thank you about that because I love her. I love that show. That was so good, that reality show.
I liked her. I had seen that season, and I knew that Carrie really – and I let Carrie know probably on the air. And
yeah,
and,
that's how I heard
actually,
about it from you.
And I actually sent her some videos that I'd recorded so she could catch up on it because
yeah.
It had been on a while. But didn't that turn out nice? I mean, she just did her own little video thing. We need to talk, I think, about some other shows still. There's still some other shows. I was amazed when I was watching, I don't know, maybe I was watching Sweet Home Alabama and saw the commercial, but Redneck Vacation Family is coming back, but they are not going on vacation. It's not called My Big Redneck Vacation, it's called My Big Redneck Family. And so they're staying in Louisiana, and apparently they're going to be filming them at work someplace. But I'm kind of looking forward to it because it's going to be a little different twist. I really didn't care for them when they went on the U.S. trip. I don't know if you guys watched that last season.
Mm-mm.
But that's another new show that's returning that I just noticed the other day. Certainly the other show on CMT that Terry and I watch and is Sweet Home Alabama, and I'm wondering how you feel things are going so far. Do you watch that show, Kansas?
No, uh-uh.
All right, Terry, how do you think it's going so far? Do you think is there anybody you think she's going to end up with seriously, or?
I think possibly.
Okay.
What do you think?
Well, first of all, it seems like every dating kind of show always has that one person, whether it's a female contestant or a male contestant, that all the others really are hating on, and the main person looking for love always keeps them around longer, and I'm starting to wonder if there really is something. I really thought I saw a real serious, genuine look on her face. What's his name, Dylan?
Yes.
What do you think about Dylan? Is he just there for the you know, that spot to be the one everybody hates, or do you think he's actually got a shot?
I don't know. I hope she doesn't fall for him because I feel like he is not for her.
he's like the youngest one there too, isn't he? Like 21 and.
Yeah, and he's not mature enough for her. He's proven that time and time again. When he got drunk at the bar the other night and.
Yeah.
Through his little hissy fit, he should have went home after that. And
I agree, but when he went out to talk with her, I thought this is over with. And then I saw, you know, the look in her face. She is really feels something for this guy, and it's like the viewers, you and I, it's like why, you know. But,
here's a reality question for you also, Terry. Have you been watching The Real Housewives of Atlanta?
No.
No? Okay.
That's one I just, I don't know.
I think Michelle watches that one.
Yeah, I watch it some, but I don't watch it as religiously as I do some of the others.
It's a good season. That's all I can tell you.
Really?
It's very interesting. Extremely interesting.
Here,
here is a how many okay, I don't watch the Housewives, but it always seems like there's a bunch of them going on at the same time.
Oh, yeah, at the same time. Uh-huh.
No, but how many different cities still have a version of it?
Beverly Hills is on now.
Orange County. It's not on right now, but
no. Beverly Hills is going on right now, too. That's not going on now yet. That'll be on later. That'll be interesting. I'm looking forward to
New Jersey
with
New
all
York.
The stuff going on with Teresa. Wow.
Oh, my God. How many towns? You just named like five of them already.
Orange County, New Jersey, New York.
Miami. Atlanta. There's so many.
So that's five. Orange County, New York,
right.
New Jersey.
Miami.
Atlanta. Yeah. So that's five.
Oh my God! I thought you know there had been these cities, but they maybe have gone on one season, but they continue.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. We also have. I'm going through my DVR to see what I've got coming up. The Biggest Loser is after the holidays is coming back.
I love that. That's good.
And one thing I told Jerry early on, I said, Jerry, The Biggest Loser's back. And guess what? They're only doing one-hour-long episodes. And it was like,
that's better. Isn't that better this way?
Well, Tuesday, when they return, it's actually a two-hour episode. So I hope it doesn't. Yes, I don't like two-hour shows.
I don't either. I agree with you.
That was the one thing that was different. Well, I don't know. I kind of liked it, though. With The Voice, they are two-hour episodes, and there's two of them per week.
Well, they have to. They have to because of all the people.
Yeah. But with The Voice, it's so interesting, and there's, you know, there's
mm-hmm.
so many people, and there's so much to see. They have to do
right.
two-hour episodes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What's 100
that was
Days
another
of
one
Summer?
Yes, Joe, we were on the phone the other day, and he was reading me some of the shows that he, reality shows that were coming up that he said sounded interesting, and the one he just put in there, 100 Days of Summer, he read it to me, and I'm forgetting what it said, but it sounded interesting, and so people that are listening, 100 Days of Summer, another reality show, starts January 7th on Bravo.
What's that about, Paul?
I'm going to it right now.
I remember Joe reading the synopsis to me, and it did sound interesting. By the way, Joe, I don't know if you've been listening the whole time, but I certainly brought up a couple of the other ones that you told me about, especially the Opposite World, yeah.
Well, I'm going to watch The Real World. Coming up because of you guys.
Explosion.
That sounds interesting.
I know. Every single Real World has been what? Real World San Francisco, Real World Portland, Real World Hawaii, Real World. You know, it's always been a city. This year, they said, screw the city. It's going to be called Explosion. Yeah, and that's coming up real short. It's on my DVR, so that's premiering here in,
here's what 100 Days of Summer says. The
Good
series
job,
chronicles
Jerry.
A group of young, successful, and driven Chicagoans as
that's
they navigate the ups
it.
And downs of their personal, professional, and social lives in the Windy City over one intense summer season. Being hooked into Chi-Town's hottest industries, these nightlife impresarios, fashionistas, real estate moguls, and entrepreneurs include Vincent Anzalone, Ray Austin, Tara Clack, Philip Deming, Jay Michael, and Pascal Wellen. They all work hard in business, play hard in life, and attempt to navigate the sometimes murky waters that fall in between. Owing to Chicago's long-lasting winters, these go-getters only have a scant 100 days to accomplish the lofty personal and professional goals they set for themselves. Some will succeed and some will fail, but they all will be changed forever. So there are 6 cast members, and we'll follow them through the ups and downs of their lives through 100 days of summer, I guess, in Chicago, in Chi-Town.
In Chi-Town, Joe's place. I wish he'd call in Chi-Town Joe.
Maybe Joe can get us some hookups with him.
Oh, wouldn't that be
they're
cool?
They're in Chi-Town.
That would be nice. So you're not into any of the other housewives? Are you into Beverly Hills at all, Cherry?
Yeah, I watch Beverly Hills. I love Beverly Hills. I love OC.
Vanderpump.
I love New Jersey.
Vanderpump Rules.
I
watch
love
the Vanderpump
Rules
show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Those are good, huh?
I love it.
Isn't it sad about her dog?
I
her
know.
Chihuahua? I have a feeling, because they didn't say anything, so I have a feeling that she never found her dog. Oh, that broke my heart for Brandy.
I know.
Because they've been her babies.
It makes me
And they showed they showed the dog, too, you know, right before he went missing. You know, she was yelling at him because he pooped in the house. And then he's, like, looking at her, and she's, oh, come here, Chico, it's okay.
Makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, and then I heard what happened. I don't blame her for firing that lady, though.
Well, you got your wish.
I was watching her house.
We have Mr. Chi-Town Joe on the line.
Hello, ladies. How are
you? Hey, Joe.
My problem is this year there's a couple of new regular shows, like series, but it seems like they're shortening the seasons on a lot of these shows, like following after, you know, like 13 episodes a year. And I kind of put myself in the position of watching a couple of these, like on HBO, True Detective is getting like the most biggest reviews with Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. And it's supposed to be very good. And every year
That's
they're going to change. They're going to change the murder, the year, and the characters. It'll all be big movie stars every year, but different ones. So I'll be watching that. And, you know, I watch The Walking Dead and all that kind of junk. But there's a lot of stuff coming up that Capone's thing might be funny, as Paul was talking about. It premieres on the 28th of January on Reels, if you get it. I get it up here. I'm sure you guys get it.
No,
you know,
I don't
it's
get
like
that.
A throw,
I don't
it's
get
like,
that
it's like a it's a throwaway channel. Yeah, they did the Kennedys, if I remember correctly. And it's usually mostly movies, but I think they're making a move to doing some reality shows.
Well, if the Weather Channel has reality shows, any channel could have
You're
reality
right,
shows.
You're right, Paul. And I just want to remind everybody, and I know I always say this every year, or not every year, but this is the second year for the following. And if you have never watched it, start watching it now. It's one of the best TV shows on the air, period. So well written. And I think Paul would back me up on that one. So,
yeah, it's tough when we're doing a show all about reality TV, you know, because I do watch a lot of scripted shows that that I enjoy, and that certainly is one of them, Joe.
Yeah, that is one. I try to stay away from a lot of scripted stuff, but this is one I never miss because the acting and the writing is so just phenomenal. And, you know, 24's coming back on with Keith Sullivan.
I used to watch that religiously, and I don't have any idea why, but I stopped watching it, and I thought it was done with.
Yeah, no, they brought him back because of the ratings, and he's only going to do the summer.
Yeah.
He's going to be on in summer. They filmed it already. So, who knows?
You know what show I wish we were able to say was going to be coming back on? It was one of my very favorite, well, yeah, that too. Was one of my very, very favorite reality shows. But we also last year in 2013 got to see one of my new favorite reality shows called The Hero.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, that was decent.
And I wish to goodness they were bringing back The Hero.
Well, something's happening,
Joe,
right now, so you know.
Yeah, what, you know something about this because you were I thought telling me something about it. What's up with that show, Joe?
That show's off, but right now because you know the biggest movie star of the last year was of course our good friend Rock. He's in some kind of negotiations with Universal. Because he wants more money, or part of really having money as a producer and putting it together and stuff like that. But we won't probably see him at all this summer unless you watch wrestling. Or
Let's start a Facebook page to bring back The Hero.
No, it won't come back. It won't come back.
Do you think that because of The Rock?
Yeah, he's too busy. I mean, he made more money than any other star's movies.
So let Jesse come back as the host.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah,
Jesse's got a busy too, and then Michelle will want.
He's not. He's not too busy to host his own reality show.
Well, he's a tag team
previously
champion
hosted by The Rock.
I would love to see him do something like that, but we'll have to wait for him to do the hosting of that arm wrestling thing.
Did
that's
his soap opera come out yet, you guys?
Last November.
Jesse's soap opera?
Yeah, I did watch the first three episodes. And,
what's it on?
Well, it was on TV Guide. They kind of, yeah, Shady's right. And it was. I hope it's not going to be a long run for him because he better get out of there because it stunk.
Really?
I thought it stunk.
Wow.
And there's only two scenes of him. One of him being thrown in the slammer and him hitting the wall, and then him being bonded out by a woman that could be his mother.
How was he as an actor?
Well, that's all you saw, you know.
That's it? Okay.
Yeah, there was no talking lines.
Oh, okay.
He hadn't spoke yet, so, but there are people from other shows, and like All My Children and things like that in this, and it's like a behind the scenes of a reality, not reality, but of a soap opera. How they make them and how they, you know, and how everybody fights and sleeps with each other and drinks with each other, you know. But I didn't care for it. Yeah, he was in only two scenes.
Oh, I see Shady wrote down it's on YouTube. I'll have to check it out on YouTube.
Yeah, it was, you know, it was about a half an hour. three scenes. I don't know if they're going to call them, you know, scenes, but it wasn't, you know me, I'll stand up for Jesse any day, but I don't know.
I had a feeling that he'd probably be a decent actor, though.
Well, he has to be, because if he's doing what he's doing on wrestling, and he was all up and down the East Coast, I'm surprised Michelle didn't see him this weekend, because he was doing all up
wrestling
in Long Island, and,
Wrestling is all acting.
Well,
yeah.
Not really. I mean, you have to really know your game, because you can really kill yourself if you don't know how
to do it.
But
he really
right?
is a good actor, because he had so many of us not liking him with his, you know, character on Big Brother. And then when we got to know him, and he's nothing like that.
Yeah, I mean,
no, that
very
wasn't
nice.
That
wasn't
an act. And it was, he's awesome. And he's really good.
Sweetheart.
He's really good at what he does.
Yeah, Michelle, Shady, Michelle likes Ronan Reigns from The Shield. That's why she's going to see the WWE at money. Yeah, right.
Roman Reigns, what a name.
Well, you got to see him. You got to see him. So that's why I know why she likes him.
The only wrestler I was really into was Chris Jericho. When he had the long hair, he kind of looked a little like Bon Jovi. Like in the early 90s, mid-90s, that was the only one.
He's still around. He's still around.
Oh, he's still good, but he was really hot back then. Cheering us.
I'm kind of
into the rock and roll long hair days.
I'm an old-timer.
Sure,
I understand. I go way back.
He was like a rock and roll wrestler. So I thought he was really hot.
Yeah, well, a lot of girls did at the time.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh,
like Shawn
yeah.
Michaels. Shawn Michaels, you know, was like that, too. So, but we have a new restaurant in Chicago called the Squared Circle, and that's what they call the ring in wrestling. And a lot of these wrestlers come down. And, yes, I know that, you know, Tara, he's saying Tara is owned by Tara, yes. And it's not too far from me. But I almost went down because they had Jim Cornette. They get all these wrestlers that live in Chicago. A lot of them do. And because it's convenient to fly out of. And you know, she has big parties and stuff like that with them down there. And good food. So I'll get down there one day. I'm just too busy. My mom went back into the hospital this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Joe.
Yeah, so we don't know what's going on. So
we'll keep her in our prayers, babe.
Oh, I hope so.
How's your mom doing, Sherry?
She's doing better. I'm very glad she's where she's at, because she's, you know, she's getting her meals and warm and safe and doesn't have to shovel snow and all that, so I don't have to worry as much about her, and I'm very grateful that she's where she's at. She's feeling better, and...
Well, I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes, so thank you for asking.
I'm sorry about your mom, Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm getting to the point now where I think... I might have to start looking for something like what Cherry's mom's in.
Yeah.
Because she can't really do it on her own all the time. And, you know,
right?
You know, she gets up every morning and she can't breathe at 3. Well, why don't you call me, you know, and get in a cab and we'll go. You know, I'll meet you there on my wheelchair. I did today. Draw the snow down here. It was terrible at the lake. But, Paul, you know all about that.
Paul, you've got all of us here with the crummy weather, so you could feel good.
All of us
can feel your pain, Paul.
That's right. We all had white Christmases.
Well, that is important. Whenever I've been somewhere over Christmas that there hasn't been snow. It always just doesn't seem right.
You've
got to have snow. I want to get back to reality TV, reality shows, and mention that for those that are into Big Brother, who isn't here, BB UK is starting. Big Brother UK is starting up. I think somebody in the chat reminded us this Friday, and then Big Brother Canada season 2 is going to launch in March. So
we've got somebody else on the message board that wants to come up and join us. I'm going to bring Shady up with us.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Shady.
Hey. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Okay, how are you?
I'm good. It'll be interesting to see if the rumors are true and if Kathy Griffin actually is on BB UK.
So what the rumors are.
This is a celebrity version?
That's what I hear. Celebrity, isn't it? Celebrity BB UK, Thomas, who's in the chat room?
Yes.
Okay. I never keep track of, because they have every year in the UK, they have a celebrity version and the regular version, and I didn't know that it was the celebrity time of the year. But that would be interesting because she is, if I remember, she is a fan of Big Brother US, isn't she?
Yes, she is.
And if she's on UK,
that might be worth watching.
I'm going to have to watch it. I normally don't watch the other Big Brother versions, but if Kathy Griffin is on Celebrity UK, I'm in 100%. I love that girl. I think she's amazing. And I will be glued to it.
Did you watch her on New Year's Eve with on CNN with Anderson Cooper? She's...
Oh, I love that. Wasn't that funny? She was great.
She is hilarious.
And she would really rock that house.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that will be a celebrity Big Brother like no other if Kathy Griffin is in the house.
Oh, I agree.
I guarantee
that'd be
that.
Crazy.
I know.
I got some breaking news here. I'm looking at George Lucas's birth. First biological child. He just had it. It was 4 months ago, and there's a picture of him and his wife, who used to be on Channel our GMA, and now she's the chairman of his board. And they have a 4-month-year-old daughter named Everest. Interesting. And he's 69. So there's hope for me and Paul.
Oh, dear Lord.
He threw you in there too, Paul.
Of course.
Why not?
I'll send that berries right on up, Paul.
No. Here we go again. Oh, my God. By the way, Cherry, this might sound like switching subjects. It is.
it is.
The Minnesota Wild finally broke their 6-game losing streak. Yay, Wild.
Yay.
I don't know if that was enough to change.
Now I'm looking at my forecast for Monday, Paul, and they've reduced it down to a high of 3 degrees on Monday.
Yuck.
All right.
At least it's above zero.
There you go.
Yeah, but you don't know how the wind will be. That's
true.
Always
right.
That's for the city of St. Louis too. That's not for us out here in the boonies.
In the
outlying areas. I have a balmy 22 degrees. It's 12 below right now, but we're getting up to 22 tomorrow, and I'm sure people will be out in short sleeves and shorts. But by Sunday, they say that it will be even worse than it has been. The high on Sunday, -8. The low
Wow.
-4. minus 25.
That's bad. Yeah. It's like us.
And that's without
sick.
A wind chill.
That's
our low Sunday night's going to be 3, and we're going to have a high of 23. We're going from tomorrow, we're going up to 41, and then we're going down again, and then Saturday's going to be a high of 30 and a low of 11. And then Monday we're going to be a high of 13.
I was lucky
and a low of 7.
I have those old fart sunglasses that wrap around. Remember they used to sell those?
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
And they're kind of yellowish, but they go all around your head. And I had to wear like 3 shirts and sweaters and all that kind of stuff. And I know Phil's making fun of me on my wheelchair. I don't have plows, but I have snow tires on them. And I juice
you
that
do not.
Sucker. Yes, I do. I absolutely do. And I juice that thing up, and I get out there, and nobody shovels snow for the last 4 days. So there's, you know, a significant amount of lake effect snow on the ground right here because I'm so close to the lake. And, man, I had to go a mile to get to the bus to get to the emergency room, and I just took off. I just took off and just flew. And people were looking at me because I was going faster than some of the cars because you couldn't see more than a block. You couldn't see more than a block in front of you down at one point down here. So
I've been through some of those Chicago whiteouts.
You've been, yeah, you lived down here.
Oh, when you were doing your traveling for your job?
I've actually been in a Minnesota whiteout. My first whiteout in my life was in Minnesota.
I feel sorry for people like that are out like that thing in North Dakota where they had that derailment of that train. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota when I experienced my very first whiteout and didn't actually know what a whiteout was until I was in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And OMG, thankfully some kind soul let me follow them so that I could follow their taillights from where I was at this little answering service. I was installing an answering service system. They let me follow them from there all the way back to my hotel downtown. They were, you know, going like 10 miles an hour so that I could stay right on their tail so I could see their tail
light. Oh, that was nice.
And they led me all the way back to my hotel.
That's nice.
And if it
wasn't
been for them.
Was that 100 years ago?
Yeah, this was many years ago.
Yeah,
I was in
a
rental car. I was there. It was my first day there and had no clue where I was. You know, back then they didn't have GPS.
Anything,
yeah, no
GPS.
No, that must have been so scary.
That helped you in New Hampshire when you were driving. It was terrible up there, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah, we got
going
behind
home.
those snow plows, and they were doing like 20 on the highway, which is why we were late for our plane.
That's why you got your car today. Shady, you got your thing today?
No, I did not.
Okay. I'll look at it tomorrow and see where it's at.
Yeah, hopefully I get it tomorrow. Hopefully I can get through the snow because we're having a nice low snowfall tonight.
Well, I hope they better get through. I paid for it to get through, so, you know.
I got a frame and all ready to put it up.
Good, good. I'm glad to hear that. That's important.
I can't wait to get it. It means a lot to me, so I can't wait to get it.
Oh, you'll love it. You'll love everybody's name on it.
That's
you
cool.
got Cherry and you got Mama Costa, so that's the most important signatures.
That's
nobody
very
else
cool.
has those. So
that's very cool.
So, anyways, I'm going to get off the line because I, you know, it's kind of like I know I have to juice up the wheelchair again, because I had to use it to go to have Starbucks yesterday morning, and I'm only a half a block away. Otherwise, I'd fall, you know. So, but I'm glad to talk to you. I was on the line most of the time, so.
Well, we're certainly always glad to hear from you, Joe.
No, I'm sorry that I have to cut short, but, you know, Mama comes
for
you. You know how Mama is, and then I got to make
up. I hope your mom does better, Joe, honestly.
Yeah, well, you know, it's I don't know what's wrong with her. You know, you just don't know. And then one of my other friends is sick. So, and I'll have to go see him tomorrow probably also. So, but I don't know how that's going to work with the wheelchair. You know, so.
Well, you be
I'll
careful
talk to
you all
later.
Care yourself. And
I will.
Take care
and,
your mom and everyone in our prayers. And you be careful in the cold and snow and take care of yourself while you're out there taking care of everybody else.
I will
try
to
Joe,
do that.
And I want to thank you again for pointing out a couple of those new shows. I really am looking forward to watching those.
I think
so we'll be talking.
One World looks pretty good, or whatever the name of that one on
Opposite World.
Yeah, that looks like the one that might break the bank over at Sci-Fi and maybe change it a little bit, you know?
Yeah. Well, you take care.
Forward to it.
Stay warm.
And I'll listen in tomorrow. Or tomorrow. What's today? My mind is. Oh, yeah, see, because I'm used to hearing cowboy's voice on Thursday, so what can I say?
We'll talk to you on Monday.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'll talk to
you
then.
All
bye-bye
right,
now.
Take care, babe. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Kansas.
See you, Chi-Town. Thanks again.
Yeah. Well, Jerry, again, it's like, okay, we don't. It's just you and I. We're going to talk reality TV. I really didn't. I'm surprised that we've gone this long, but we just find a way to talk, don't we?
As usual. So
it's
much
not
reality.
Similar.
Such a little time.
How often, Jerry? How often have you and I been on the telephone, and all of a sudden we go, "Oh my God."
Yeah,
how
I just have one question,
on?
Paul. 3 hours later.
Yeah. Anyway, there really are some good shows coming up and returning shows and looking forward to what they're going to offer us all. And certainly, we always love our fans to tell us about shows that we didn't talk about. I mean, I was the one in the beginning that kept saying, you guys got to watch Duck Dynasty. We got to watch Duck Dynasty, and look what it's become. I mean, all because of me, it became the number one. No.
Did you hear the announcement they made today, Paul?
No, I didn't. Share.
Oh, my goodness. They made a big announcement today. They are expanding their market into the gun market. And I forget how many guns they're going to have in their arsenal, I guess you'd call it. But some of them will be, what do you call that, automatic?
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry.
Some of them will be.
So many.
I mean, they're all going to have that. What do you call that?
Camouflage,
yeah. And the Duck Dynasty.
How did I finish your sentence for you there?
I don't know. You get in my head. Stop it. Get out of there. But.
Oh,
yeah, they're all going to have camouflage, and they're all going to have carry the Duck Dynasty logo. And so, yeah, they're expanding their market and getting into the gun industry, which I'm not so fond of, but
I'm not either. There's things about them that I certainly don't agree with, but there's a lot of good in those people, and there's a lot of entertainment that I just...
Don't bite me. Don't do that.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Bentley's being terrible. What's the matter with you? He was being a little love muffin at first, and now he's biting me. That's terrible.
Uh-huh.
I'll bite your mommy.
Give me attention.
You should see him. He's running around in a little jersey, little football jersey. He looks so darn cute.
Which
Steelers.
Team?
Pittsburgh Steelers.
All right. Well, I'm
sorry. I know you don't like
the Steelers.
Well, that's okay. You can be happy they're done. It's because of my husband. I'm not a big Steelers fan. My husband is.
Well, I tell you, I mean, like I was
I don't like
kind
Ben.
Of steering it towards, I'm looking at the clock, still amazed that we went this long, Jerry, but it still was enjoyable. I mean, it was fun to talk about these things these new shows. I'm sure we have. Go ahead.
Once they get started, you know, we're just talking about the, you know,
what could be.
Yeah, the past of it, you know, them, the fact that they are coming up, you know, once they get started and we have episodes to actually talk about, I think it'll be even more fun. So.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Probably go 3 hours.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Well, we did talk about a lot of shows tonight, so we'll have to narrow it down to which shows we're going to discuss.
Yeah.
and keep it to a minimum. But there are a lot of shows out there that do look entertaining, and I'm looking forward to checking out. This one on the Sci-Fi Network and Simon Collar, and of course, can't wait until Real World starts and get all these shows started, and good grief, we'll have a lot to talk about. So,
I need somebody to call in that knows Atlanta, the Housewives of Atlanta.
That would be me.
Hey, listen,
oh my goodness, Shady!
Wait a minute, Kansas.
Why'd you call so late?
I was online the entire show. Well, almost the entire show.
Kansas. I feel you when there's a show you want to talk about talking about it. Cherry, I probably shouldn't do it on air, but have you had a chance to catch up on those 5 episodes?
Not yet.
Okay.
I was hoping we would over the weekend.
Cherry and there's a show Cherry and I watched. They canceled it, but they had the remaining episodes online, and I've seen them all, and she hasn't had a chance with, you know, everything going on to watch it, and I so want to talk to her about it, like you want to talk to somebody about Atlanta.
What's the name of the show, Paul? I won't say anything about spoilers.
No. Chasing Nashville. We were talking about it quite a bit, right in mid-season, they canceled it, and they put the remaining.
Oh, that stinks!
Episodes.
When you get involved in something like that, and then they take
it
off. That's horrible.
That Paul is nice enough to find the episodes online, and recorded them, and then sent me the episodes that remained. So I have the final episodes now, and Rich and I can watch the final episodes. And but with him being sick and everything, he just really hasn't felt like staying awake long enough.
You don't have to make excuses, but when Kansas mentioned wanting to talk about a show, that's one I would do. When you get a chance, you'll let me know. But I think there should be a law against them canceling episodes.
I know,
especially
once you start it.
Well, I miss you guys not doing the Mob Wives shows too. Remember when you dedicate almost a whole show to Mob Wives, and we and everybody would call in and talk about it. Well, I miss that also because Mob Wives is great.
We haven't had a chance to talk much about it, but you before you came on the telephone, we touched on just a little bit. Are you enjoying the new blood?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't missed an episode.
So, yeah.
I'm a big fan of that show.
They added two new girls, and I love them both. They really add a lot to it. So,
they're good.
I was very interesting.
Skeptical.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, we're running out of time, and I'm sure we got some announcements and stuff to make before we hit the wall. But,
well, thank you guys both for calling in and joining us tonight. And
well, thank you to everyone who called in on
Monday for Michelle's birthday show. We just had a
blast. I'm going to apologize. I'm so bummed I didn't get to call in.
Mm. I'm glad you got to listen.
I'll be calling on Monday, though.
It was a fun show.
It was great. I enjoyed listening to it.
I wish you could have called in and talked to Luana. I know you missed talking to him.
Oh, I haven't talked to him in ages. I wasn't home. If I was home, I would have called.
I know. I kept watching for your number. I was like, where's my Kansas?
Oh, because I'd never not call her. I love Michelle. But I'll be wishing her a belated one on Monday.
Oh, thank you.
So she knows that her thought was there.
I got a couple of messages
after the show ended from people that were sorry they missed the show. I'm trying to think now. There was one of the Biggest Loser people. I'm trying to think of who it was now. Hang on just a second.
Patrick called, I think, right?
Patrick House called in, but there was another one that missed it. But
I can't help you. Our head connection is not working right now, Jerry. I'm sorry. Mind meld or whatever
mind reading
Star Trek. Yeah, but Star Trek, what was that thing? They did the mind meld or something like that. That was fun.
And when Rachel and Alyssa called in, that was cool.
Well, let me tell you, Kansas, I'm in the screening room, and I heard them both come on and, you know, talking to them off the air, and it was like, whoa!
Yeah, it's crazy.
Whoa. I couldn't type.
Oh, I wish I could have been there to call in. That would have been so nice. But it was, I enjoyed listening to it, though, the next day.
Yeah.
Anybody that missed it, if that's listening or whatever, if you missed the show, you definitely
have
to call
in. Come on, Jerry.
Go on the podcast. Go on the podcast and check it out. It was so good.
Oh, Alfredo. Yes.
Alfredo
Denton.
Oh, yeah.
And Jillian Larson. I could remember Jillian, but I couldn't remember Alfredo's name. Both messaged me back and said that they were very sorry they missed it and wanted me to send, you know, their birthday wishes on to Michelle. So those
were
two calls. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, speaking of Jillian, I keep thinking about this every time somebody brings up the Reality Rally. We need to have her on again this year. We have her on every year, so we're going to have to work on that at some point, don't you think?
Yes. I just need to make sure I don't have any accidents during the show.
I know. I was just thinking that, Sherry, that she was on when that happened. I know.
Yes.
We're moving on to better times, so let's not go back. Anyway,
I know where she's coming from, though. I think the same thing.
Do we have any teasers for Monday? Has Ms. Costa shared anything about the show, or is it just, do we know anything yet? Because she always seems to surprise us.
I don't think she's told me anything just yet, so.
Okay, all right. I'm just like a fan. I want to know.
Any special guests calling in?
Yeah. All right,
we'll
guys.
Find
we're
out
gonna have
soon.
To wrap it up with Jerry.
But we do want to make sure that you join us on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday Show with Miss Michelle Costa, who always, always, always has an epic show.
Hell yeah.
As she says, can I get a hells yeah?
Hells yeah.
So make sure you're here for that. As I said, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central for the Manic Monday Show with the Portuguese Princess herself. And then back here again on Thursday for the Reality Roundtable Show. We'll talk some more reality here with me and Paul. And Kansas, too, because we're going to make her come back. And that show, this show, I should say, is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central. So join us again next Thursday. We look forward to having you back for both shows. We're at two shows a week right now until The Amazing Race starts back up. So thank you all for listening. I'm going to close the show with Ron, as I always do. Thank you all so very much for being here with us for our first show of 2014. We hope
Yay!
That it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful year for everyone. And I'm trying to think of what closer I want to close with tonight. And I think I'm going to pick... this one. All right. Thank you, everybody. Take care. God bless. Be kind to each other out there. Here's Ron to close the show. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. It was a great show. And
I'm going to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in.
Someone saying a prayer that we'll find one another in that big somewhere out there. And even though I know how very far apart we are, it helps to think we might be wishing on the same bright star.
And when night wind starts to sing a lonesome lullaby, it helps to think we're sleeping underneath the same big sky.
Thank you, guys. Love you.
Good night, Pa. Good night, Kansas.
Good night.
Good night, Sherry.
God bless.